Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Ayin Tes. The Mishnah taught that the minimum shear of or that you're chayav for carrying of leather is kedei lasos kameya, the amount that you would need to make a kameya, to make an amulet which they used to wrap in or. So the Gemara starts with three questions that Rava asked relating to or. First he says, or bekama, what's the minimum shear of or? So the Gemara gives the obvious answer, it's what we said in the Mishnah, the size you need to make a kameya. Then he said, okay, but la'avdo bekama, question number two, what's the minimum shear if the or hasn't yet been tanned? So again, Rav Nachman's answer was, it's still the same shear, the amount that you need to make a kameya. Question number three, Rava says, vishalola avdo bekama, what about or that one never plans on tanning at all? And again, Rav Nachman says, lo shna, the shear is always the size that you need to make a kameya. The Gemara then brings several different mishnayos and brises where we find different items that the minimum shear to be chayav for carrying is larger before it's processed and smaller for some reason after it's processed. So we're going to find three such examples. The first is sammanin, when it comes to herbs that people use for dyeing clothing. So when they're processed, they're more significant than you're chayav for carrying a smaller amount. And then the second example is aronagina, seeds, where before they're planted, it's considered to be unprocessed. After they're planted, it's considered to be processed. And still, the halacha is that if you carry one seed, you're not chayiv, but if you carry enough fertilizer for one stalk of planted seeds, of cabbage or leek, you are chayiv. So there's a smaller minimum shear for a processed seed than there is for an unprocessed seed. And the third example is tit, when it comes to clay. So the shear of shovchin, the shear of wastewater, we said, is the amount that you would need to mix with clay, which is a revius, and the shear for prepared tit is a lot less than a revius. It's a much smaller shear than a revius. So again, you see that discrepancy between processed and unprocessed. So the Gemara gives an answer. The Gemara says, no, in all those cases, in the unprocessed state, the reason you need a larger amount for it is to be significant is because ein adam toreach, nobody would ever bother themselves to prepare to process such small amounts. But in our case, when we're dealing with ore, it's very useful when it's unprocessed, just as useful when it's unprocessed as it is when it's processed, and therefore the same size, the same shear will be true both before and afterwards. Mark quotes a brisa shalosh orosein, that there are three stages in the processing of hide. The first is what we call matzah, which is that nothing was done to it; it's completely untouched, and then it has a fairly large shear. The lotzer bo mishkolas katana, the shear of matzah, of not what we call matzah, but of totally unprocessed leather, is to wrap a small weight in it. The second level is chifa, which is kedei lasos kameya. The shear would be where it's after the first step of processing, so the shear would be the amount that you would need to make a kameya. And the third step is diftera, and the shear of that would be the amount of parchment, rather, that you would need to write a get. These are the different stages of the parchment. Once you've done all three parts of the processing of the parchment, so then it's already called klath, and that's what we refer to as klath. So what's the shear of klath? So the Mishnah says, klath kedei lichtov lo parsha ketavet shebet tefillin shishma Yisrael, that the shear of klath is the amount to write needed to write the smallest parsha of tefillin, which is Shema Yisrael. But the Gemara points out that there's a brisa that says that the minimum for klath and for duchsustus is the amount that you need to write a mezuzah. Now for a mezuzah, you need a lot more space than just Shema Yisrael, because by mezuzah you need to write Shema Yisrael and Vahaya im Shema. So the Gemara gives two answers. First, the Gemara says maybe mezuzah doesn't mean mezuzah. Maybe it also means the smallest parsha of tefillin. We just sometimes call parshios that are written on klaf a mezuzah, but it doesn't always mean mezuzah. Second answer, the Gemara says maybe the Brice is teaching that the minimum amounts for klaf and duchsustus are different. The minimum amount for duchsustus is the amount that you need to make a mezuzah, which is a larger shear, whereas by klaf you only need for the smallest parsha of the tefillin the smaller shear. When the hide is peeled down the middle, so the two sides, one is called duchsustus and one is called klaf. So you say klaf b'makom basa, the klaf you write on the inner side, which is toward the meat, duchsustus b'makom seir, the duchsustus the person is supposed to write on the outer side, which is toward the hair of the animal. The Gemara then starts to discuss whether these requirements are the mitzvah or la akev, that what's written on what? Is that the mitzvah or la akev? So Amar Rav, duchsustus arek klaf. Rav said that duchsustus has the same status of klaf. So we have to understand is what that meant. At first we thought he meant that just like you could write tefillin on klaf, you could also write tefillin on duchsustus. That the halacha l'moshe misinai, that tefillin has to be written on klaf, that's only the mitzvah, it's not ma'akev at all. Brisa says, shina bezel bezel apostle, it's not talking about if you write tefillin on klaf. That's talking about the mezuzah. That if you do either thing wrong with the mezuzah, you either write on the wrong material or you write on the wrong side of the right material, either one is going to be possible by mezuzah. But in terms of tefillin, you can write on the wrong material, it's still going to be kosher. That's the first way of understanding Rav. Second way of understanding Rav is in light of Rav Meir's shita and the Braisa that hayukosval klaf, that he would write mezuzah on klaf. So according to that, when Rav says duchsustas harika klaf, what he really meant to say is that just like you can write a mezuzah on duchsustus, so to you create a mezuzah on klaf as well. So the Gemara then tells us to conclude the daf that if you have tefillin that got worn out, sefer Torah shabbalah, sefer Torah that gets worn out, you're not supposed to make a mezuzah out of them because the rule is ein moridim miktusha chamura leketusha kala. Tefillin and sefer Torah are on higher levels of kedusha than mezuzah, and we never ever try to lower the sanctity of an item, the kedusha of an item, from a more serious level of kedusha to a less severe level of Kedusha.